At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Peace Family, is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Cash Money Records. Because mm-hmm. you know it's the whole big thing about the Super Bowl and all right. that. Two questions. One. What has Cash Money, because you know they said they sell more records than everybody.
Right.
You know, that's what he say. He say,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, we didn't sell it all.
We just sold it all. We right. did it. So that means that they have greatly impacted New Orleans in a very positive way and built communities and things of that
nature. Absolutely
not. No, all sir. Right. And the second one, I'm going to let you get a longer answer to that. How did you feel when Lil Wayne kissed Baby?
When Lil Wayne kissed Baby, man, Wayne is a few years older than me, and I just felt like he had been indoctrinated into a lifestyle that Baby normalized for him. I never thought they were gay. To this day, never thought they were gay.
Okay.
I just feel like, you know, I just feel like there was a lifestyle that Baby normalized and showed them, like, yo, this is what we do, whether it's mob mentality, or whether it's just you really my son, or whether it's just this is just gonna get people talking. And here we are 20 years later and we still talking about it, you know what I mean? And knowing how media works and knowing how impressions and press works, whatever of those three it was, I just felt like it was Wayne being influenced. Because I know how influenced I have been by my father and my grandfather. So imagine, why would I think Lil Wayne is any different? Of course he's gonna be extremely influenced by the guy he calls his father.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I look at it like that, man. We got two types of people in this world. We got OGs and DGs. A DG is a disappointing grown-up. You feel me? We want to call everybody an OG just because they're an elder statesman. Man, we got a lot of disappointing mm-hmm. grown-ups in this world right now to where, yeah, you've been around for a while, but you're 50 with the mentality of a 20-year-old. So you've wasted 30 years of your life to where it's a disconnect between how you're growing in age versus how you're growing in mental maturity. You feel me? And when you talk about the impact, before I even get to the impact question on how various record labels have impacted my community and other communities, we got to stop calling these people legends, bro. The word legend is the most overused term in hip-hop. Let's complete that sentence.
Let me look at the... What's the actual definition of legend?
Legend. Tell me what it say, bro.
They alleged?
Right. Alleged legends. You feel me?
All right. So it comes from the root legenda, meaning things to be read, originally referred to stories and narratives that were written down to be read out loud, particularly about saints' lives. Over time, the term evolved to refer to any traditional story or myth that is widely regarded as historical, but not entirely verifiable. So, you know, it don't have to actually be verifiable to be a legend, right? It can be a story that serves to convey values, morals, and historical context of a particular group or civilization. And in this reference, you know, a person. In modern usage, it says it's often applied to people or figures who have achieved a status of high regard, influence, or fame. I think the problem more so is what the word doesn't mean as much as we give the credence for. Because we think that, you know, I think in the way that you're using it, in the way that you're breaking it down, like, anybody can be a legend if they become highly known and regarded, stories are spread about them.
That's why I said, Keys, let's complete that sentence and let's start saying this person is a legend at. And if you have to complete that sentence, you're going to realize that a lot of the people that we just call legends and they hide behind that title, they're actually a legend at poisoning their own community. Mm. They're a legend at brainwashing their own people. Mm. They're a legend at making Kill the Black Community music. They're a legend at making music glorifying how much dope they sold. Once we complete that sentence, they're a legend at prostituting what's in between their legs, the power of the P-U-S-S-Y, you know what I mean? They're a legend at disrespecting women. At that point, you might not question that these people are legends, but once you realize what they're a legend at, it'll make us stop having such reverence for these people. Because people hide behind that term of being legends so much so that we feel like, well, a legend needs to be celebrated. Mm. Sometimes these legends need therapy. Mm. Sometimes these legends need prayer because of what they're a legend at. So that's the problem in hip hop. We won't go all the way that far. And now we're getting to a point where hip hop has turned 51 years old. So because hip hop is intergenerational, you have parents who are brainwashing their own kids because they're teaching their kids that this person is a legend right here. This person been around forever and they do their thing. Mm-hmm. And now we got people feeling a sense of entitlement to being able to perform here or being able to make the Hall of Fame when it comes to this or having to celebrate the 25-year or 30-year anniversary of their album dropping because they're considered a legend. Mm-hmm. But that's the problem, brother. We have to buck the system, brother. We have to cancel the whole culture at this point, man. Mm. At a certain point, when a car gets into an accident, right? A car gets hit by a train. If that car is messed up beyond a certain point, they say, what? You got to total it out. You got to total it out because of how much damage has been done to it. Hip hop has been damaged and compromised for longer than it has been pure. At this point, it's been 30 some odd years since hip hop has been, I'm talking about, totally damaged by capitalism. Mm. Totally damaged by people having, executives having another agenda for how to prostitute this culture to poison our community. Mm. It was only pure for us.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Small amount of time before that consumerism and that capitalism came in.
Some will argue it's never actually, there was never a time it's really been pure. Because, you know, the whole thing, you look at the African Bambaataa thing, mm-hmm. right, where they say he was sexually assaulting young men and things of that nature, allegedly. You feel me? Then that would be at the beginning for a lot of people, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. I don't think it was ever pure, mm-hmm. right? But I think that there was a different purpose for it, mm. right? And the purpose was fight the system, mm. right? The purpose was, you know, reflect some of the stories and the horrors that happened to us and share them to the world. Like, we shouldn't be the only ones forced to go through this. Mm-hmm. The force was, we're going to get to have our voice and you're going to hear our pain, right? But also showcase our artistry, mm-hmm. right? When we look at certain, and this is where you get certain apostles of hip hop, mm. right? Like Tupac, mm-hmm. you feel me? Was somebody that became this archetype that people wanted to become. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that they lacked the integrity that was needed in the sacrifices that he had to make. Mm-hmm. Because he wasn't only a person that can make hits, he was a great storyteller, he was a poet, right? But he also had the street darkness that he needed as well to have the appeal to the masses, mm-hmm. right? He shot off duty police, right? Mm-hmm. Dealing with somebody, but he was also somebody that was convicted and charged of rape mm-hmm. that, of course, most people believe is false. But when you, and he had parents that were Black Panthers, there was this dichotomy of this character that he became, and he was very prophetic in the things that he said, right? The way he did interviews was a style that most rappers had adopted. It was, some of it was like this disrespectful, even like lazy style, I don't give a type of attitude, right? But then he's also industrious. He wanted to start Bad Boys West, the East Coast, right? But then he pioneered beef and rap, you know what I'm saying? Right. He was also fashionable, wearing the Versace, being at the runways, one of the first rappers to do it to get everybody else on it. So I believe that you had so many people that became bigger than the thing that they were doing. They became icons, right? Tupac ain't just legendary, he's iconic.
Yes, sir.
Right? Mm-hmm. To the point everybody wanted to be like Pac.
There you go.
And even to this day, people are still trying to emanate that Pac energy.
Yep.
You feel me? And so this, the issue is that it didn't go. We got a saying in the nation where we say, settle on the best part. Mm. Right? And settling on the best part is, you know, in old sayings, they say, eat the meat, spit out the bones. But it's saying that there's an aspect of everyone that is good mm-hmm. that you can learn from. Mm-hmm. We haven't had that great level of discernment.
There you go.
Right? To be able to take the good. A lot of people try to emulate the whole thing in its entirety so they can try to get the results reflected from that instead of learning from the mistakes, which would then be the wisdom, which means that that becomes an advancement.
Brother, we have to sacrifice mass appeal in order to preserve what's godly and real. Mm. Everybody is infatuated with this mass appeal nowadays. Like, man, I gotta reach the masses. I gotta reach the masses. But sometimes what gets lost with you trying to reach the masses is what is godly and real about you.
Everybody don't need to reach the masses. Most people don't need to reach the masses.
Correct. But that's the goal. That's the goal because, like you said it perfectly, is people want the iconic status that they see that someone else had, and they become addicted to, like, this person is an icon. We talking about him 30 years later. I want that for myself. So therefore, I have to do whatever it seems that he did, and therefore they lack the discernment, or they throw the discernment out the window that it takes to say, well, everything about Pac don't need to be emulated.
No.
You know what I mean? But they'll look past that to say, man, Pac is an icon. And whenever we're making Pac an icon over God, whenever we're not trying to be Christ-like and we're trying to be Pac-like and Biggie-like and Wayne-like and Muhammad Ali-like, that's the problem.
So, and not realizing what we liked in them was when they was operating in that Christ consciousness. But Tupac was just a young man. I could never follow Pac. He was only 25.
Come on, man.
What I look like following Pac. And there's nothing wrong that you can't get some energy and wisdom from somebody young. That's not what I'm saying, because he had more heart than a lot of these. You feel me?
Right.
But the thing is, he never developed and matured to see what he would have became.
Correct.
So you're also watching a freeze frame.
Correct.
Right? Of what he was able to become up until. He had the bald head, so we think he was older, but...
Yeah.
He was not.
Brother, my whole city, you heard me? You talking about New Orleans and the impact that Cash Money has had on New Orleans. To this day, people still bumping Juvenile 400 Degrees.
Yeah, for sure.
That came out in 98. So think about brothers that are now in their 40s and 50s that are still bumping the words of a man who was 22 years old when he made that album.
Yeah.
And they're allowing this music to become the soundtrack to their lifestyle and to become the soundtrack to how they view the world, right? That is something to where we have to be aware of the dangers of nostalgia. Mm. Sometimes we'll become so hooked on nostalgia that we'll become slaves to it because of, man, I grew up on this and what this brings me back to.
Right, which is really just a feeling of the past.
That's it. We want that feeling from the past. But that feeling from the past and being addicted to that, that turns us into addicts. Mm-hmm. That's what every junkie nowadays is chasing, is that first high.
You're supposed to mature. Your taste is supposed to mature.
Yes.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will be your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.